Alright, troopers, get your DC-15 blasters and slap on your buckets. It's time for custom action figure news with Lucas Clones and Tamer. Now blast those clankers! Go, go, go!
Give it everything you got! Make every shot count! This is gonna be a tough one, I doubt we'll make it through! Alright, Lucas,
welcome once again to another episode of Custom Action Figure News. My name is Lucas Clones, also known as Chad, and with me as always is my co-host, Tamer. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Good morning, everybody.
All right. Yes, good morning, because we're actually doing this a little bit early, and we're going to talk about San Diego Comic-Con, and to help us out with that today, we also have Zed Hatch. How are you doing this morning?
I'm still trying to get through the checkout at Hasbro Toy Shop, but I'm doing all right.
Oh, man. That's another mess. That's another mess.
Oh, yeah. That was horrible yesterday.
Yeah, pretty much everything on there is sold out, I'm probably gonna have to shell out a few bucks if I want my SDCC Zarana. That's for sure.
Yeah, that was a. Well, what was worse about that was that, you know, you figure after last year and that mess, they would have it would have went over better, and actually, I think it went over worse this year.
Yeah. Well, you know, what do you mean, Hasbro learning from their mistakes and fixing it?
Well, yeah, most businesses will. I guess I had a little too much faith or something. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, as always, Tamer has a few announcements that he wants to give us. So we're going to talk about SDCC and all of the reveals from that in just a few minutes. But I'm going to give Tamer his few minutes to do announcements. Take it away, Tamer.
All right. Thanks, Chad. One of the first things I want to do before I forget is thank Zed for being able to talk toys with us. For those of you who don't know Zed Hatch, he has a really neat site called zedsjoesite.com, and he does some neat web comics. His wit is unparalleled, in my opinion. So thanks for coming on with us, Zed, and we're definitely going to try to keep the Hasbro bashing. Well, let's face it, they have some stuff that they need to improve upon, so we're gonna get down and dirty with them a bit, but they have done some good things too, so there are a few nuggets that they have thrown our way.
Yeah, hold on. I gotta get a brace for my ego now that you just made it so big.
Well, yeah, Zed, that's a good guy. Anyway, the Imperial Shipyards announcements, two quick ones. The first one, please remember that we are doing our Imperial Shipyards charity auctions for the family of Mike Martinez. Right now we have a DVD of season one of the Kessel Run Review, and I know most of you listening know exactly who Wookiee Lover 1138 is. So if you want to bid on that, the current bid is $20 as a thread in the charity auction site. If you go on to Imperial Shipyards, the very first button on the top left says charity auctions new. If you just click that, it'll take you to the section, and then the auction from Mike Martinez is the very first thread to hit. So if you feel you can support one of our fellow customizers who horribly lost his life due to the carelessness of a drunk driver, we're trying to support his fiance Holly and what will soon be, you know, two kids for that family. So if you can donate, please do so. Also, don't forget to go to the Facebook page of Custom Action Figure News and hit like. For every 100 new likes, I am going to personally donate $25 to that same charity drive for Holly and the kids. So if you feel you can do that, that's pretty simple. The other announcement is Imperial Shipyards, thanks to Hangar Bay 94, now has a new gallery section, and I want to thank Jules, our Hangar Bay 94, for doing that for us and so getting it all set up. And matter of fact, if you stay tuned later today, the San Diego Comic-Con Marvel presentation high-resolution pick should be up there, so stay tuned for that as well. And Chad, I am done with announcements. Thanks for giving me a couple seconds.
Absolutely, no problem. And Zed, I just want to check to make sure you're there. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, because my Skype was telling me that I lost you for a second there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It was saying the same thing on my
okay,
end.
Great, great. Yeah, that's Skype. And okay. I'm getting a little bit of feedback from you. I'm hearing myself, so you might want to turn your speakers down just a little bit or move your mic away from them. Oh, that's better. That's better. Okay, now that that's out of the way, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to start, and we're doing a round table, and we're going to start with Star Wars. And for those of you that are listening at home, if you want to play along with us, Sean put up a great gallery of the San Diego Comic-Con Hasbro Star Wars presentation. And what we're going to do is we're just going to go through it slide by slide and talk about what we think about what's going on, you know, with each figure, how we feel about it, if we're excited about it or if we're not so thrilled. And I guess I'll go ahead and start it off. And the presentation starts with the Clone Wars figures, the 2011 3¾-inch figures and vehicles. And so the first slide here, we have the bare-chested Savage Opress. We have a Space Battle Sessi 10. We have a repack of Hondo Anaka. We have Snowplow, or Plo Koon in Snow Gear, Clone Commander Jet, a Stealth Ops clone, and an ARF trooper, and it's kind of cut off on my picture here, but I think that is the red trimmed ARF trooper with the hoverboard that came with Quinlan Voss. Is that correct, Sean? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to throw it to Zed first since he's our guest. We'll have guests first. Anything on this particular slide that has got you excited or shocked or...
Well, you know, I mean, I'm kind of a cherry picker when it comes to Clone Wars. But I, you know, some of them I like and some I don't. But first and foremost, I need to get Opress just because him and Maul need to do a Double Mint commercial together. You know, I just think that would be wonderful. I do like the Jedis. I like seeing them in alternate weather gear.
Mm-hmm.
With Clone Wars, I've really started to get kind of tired of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the same thing with a few extra accessories over and over. So, you know, it's half the time I kind of look at the clone and go, oh boy, another clone, yay.
Yeah.
And just kind of move on. And then Hondo, I think I missed that episode. I don't even know who he is.
He's a Weequay space pirate. He's kind of like the leader of the space pirates, and he's actually been in a couple of episodes now. He was, he was in one where he actually managed to somehow capture Dooku and Anakin Skywalker and Obi-Wan, and they all had to share a cell together, and they actually had to work together to escape. And he,
guy,
that's Hondo.
Okay. That was season one.
Yes, that
wasn't it?
I believe so.
Okay, yeah. Now I remember who he is because I haven't watched season one since it came out on DVD. That's part of the reason I didn't recognize.
Yeah, he's
him.
Actually a pretty cool character. I like the whole idea of space pirates, and he's got kind of like a Hispanic accent. He sounds like kind of like Ricardo Montalban or something like that.
Okay, I might get him then. I'm not positive. I'm on the fence.
Okay, all right. All right. Sean, how do you feel about these guys? We know how you feel about Clone Wars, but anything here strike your particular fancy?
Well, I guess for me, the neatest ones are, I guess, the ones we haven't seen yet. I mean, thanks to folks like Tung Hori, most of these I think he put up for purchase. And matter of fact, Chad, I think you even bought a couple of them, like that Savage Opress, and I think, did you get Commander
I did.
Jet?
I finally received him last week, and I have three figures from this slide. I have Savage, I have Commander Jet, and I have the Stealth Ops clone, which I probably almost paid exact retail on it because he's going to be a Target exclusive, and the last one went for $9.99, so I think I paid $11 for the Stealth Ops clone, which we know is Commander Blackout. Yeah. So I'll just be picking up the rest of this wave, basically. I'll be getting the Tin and the Plo Koon, and I definitely will get Hondo because he's one of my favorite new characters from the Clone Wars. And I don't know about that ARF trooper, though. Believe it or not, and Sean, you may be shocked to hear me say this, but I kind of am starting to feel like Zed with the clones. You know, if it's not a complete new clone or like Commander Jed, I'm starting to pass. I had a chance to get that Scout Speeder with the red trimmed ARF, and I just kind of looked at it, and I was like, you know...
I'm starting to feel faint, Chad. I'm feeling kind of faint.
Oh. Yeah.
You not picking up Clone Wars clones. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just, it's starting to get down to the point where I got to start, you know, making some tough choices now that I'm collecting three different lines now. And I just said to myself, well, you know, the speeder's kind of cool, but, you know, $20 for a figure and a mini rig, I don't know. It's got to be a little bit cooler than that. I did get the Castus though, which was a very cool figure.
Yes, here I hear you. As far as me, I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know that I will pick any of these up. But then, as you well know, I'm not really the Clone Wars guy. And to be perfectly honest, I have not seen the Clone Wars figure on the pegs for going about 4 or 5 months now. So. It's probably not an option for me.
Yeah, you don't really have a choice.
No, not unless I like Tung'Ori.
Yeah. All right. Well, I kind of said my piece on it. I am looking forward to getting Hondo the most out of all of these. I really like the Savage Opress. If you aren't one of those that picked him up from Tung'Ori, then I'm sure that you'll be getting them. And I was very excited about Commander Jet, but just a little bit disappointed that I had to wait so long to get him. And so I picked him up also, and I'm happy to have him. So if I buy anything, it will definitely be Hondo and Sussy Tin. I'm very excited about Sussy Tin. He looks really cool because he comes with that helmet that we saw in the Clone Wars Micro series. All right. So we'll go ahead and move on to the next slide. And the next slide that we see here, there are three figures, and one is the Snow Ops Kit Fisto, and then we have a very cool-looking Serapas, who is from the episode Bounty Hunters, and he's the guy, if you don't have a visual on him, you thought that he was a droid of some kind, but as we got to the end of that episode, we found out that really it was a kind of like a mech suit with this little tiny green alien inside of it. And then also we have a new Captain Rex here. So, Sean, I'm going to kick it back to you, and then you can kick it to Zed. What do you think about these guys?
Well, if I see that Captain Rex and that Serapis on the pegs, I'm going to have a hard time passing up either one of those two, even though I'm not a Clone Wars guy, because they just look pretty cool. And I just love the underwater battle from the Mon Calamari scene from the first version of the Clone Wars anime, and that scuba trooper they made for it. So I don't know, I'm a sucker for clones sometimes too, but I think these look I have to give, you know, Abash Hasbro a good bit, but man, these sculpts on these figures just look fantastic. So I think I think Hasbro did a good job on this too. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And how about you, Zed? How do you feel about these guys?
Well, Serapis, I just love because I just remember it looks just like Men in Black to me. Mm-hmm. You know, the little guy in the face. I don't know. That whole thing just makes me just want to grab it immediately. Kit Fisto. I did like the Clone Wars version better than the vintage version of him. So, and, you know, seeing him in Arctic gear, I might get that. Now I would probably pass on Captain Rex, although I'll say he's a good figure. It's just, you know, I've got like two Rexes now, and I'm kind of like going, you know, I have enough Rex.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually kind of excited about the Captain Rex for a couple of different reasons. Number one, that the backpack on him looks really, really neat. And also, I know he's got a Commander Stone body, which that makes me not so excited. But I've never been satisfied with the helmet on Captain Rex that they've done. And they've done two different versions. One is the 2008 one. And I always just thought that just kind of looked too small and too skinny looking. And then when they came out with the ARC Troopers Battle Pack last year, they did another mold of the helmet. And that one was like too small for the head that it came with. So it looked like, you know, he had a bobblehead almost. And this one here looks like it's a new sculpt. So, of course, you can't really tell until you have the figure in your hand. But we'll see when he comes out. And of course, my Captain Rexes that I have extra, I've had probably about 5 or 6 of them. I just make them into custom ARC troopers. But Serapis, I totally agree with you. That's the first thing that I thought about him, was that he totally looked like Men in Black when I forget exactly what it was, but there was another there was a scene in there with the alien that was in a suit, and he opened up the head. It was like a person's head, but you opened it up and there was a little alien in there. So and of course I do have Embo, so I need Serapis to go with Embo, and I also need Hasbro to make me a Sugi, and there's another bounty hunter, I can't remember what his name is off the top of my head, but you gotta have all of them. And you know that probably, since that was a really popular episode, that they will do it.
No, Hasbro doesn't make figures from short story arcs, Chad.
Oh boy, here we go. Well, you know, they say that, but they do. But they only make the ones they feel like making, you know?
I must admit, I slipped ahead to the next slide, and I'm looking at Chewbacca with that bowcaster. So I'm gonna try to be nice.
Yeah, you know, and that's a good segue into the next slide. So we'll go ahead and I think we're pretty much done with that. I don't have much to say on the Kit Fisto, aside from the fact that if I you know, have the funds, I'll definitely pick them up, just because it's cool to have anything in Arctic gear. But the next slide is, we have Chewbacca, as Sean just mentioned, and we have an armored Savage Opress that actually comes with the double-bladed lightsaber. We have Evan Peel, which has some kind of cool-looking backpack that looks like it has like a grappling hook on it or something. We have a repack of the Jar Jar Binks from the I think it was, I want to say like Wave 2 of the 2008 or Wave 3. It was one of those early waves, and he was one of those short-pack figures that I guess they thought that he wasn't going to sell very well, and lo and behold, he's one of the rarest Clone Wars figures. So they're repacking him. And then we have, I think it's R7-D4, a little red Astro, which I'm sure Jay Wraith9 will be excited to see. So, Zed, how do you feel about these guys?
Well, like I said, with Savage, I'm going to get him. I just don't know which one I'm going to get, this one or the shirtless one. I haven't decided. Chewie, I like seeing him here, but I don't think I'm going to get him because, you know, I'm generally not after Clone Wars figures. You know, and I'm with Tamer on this about where the Tredorsians right now.
Yeah.
Evan, he always looks kind of mad, and he still looks mad, so that's good. Jar Jar, Misa no like Jar Jar. You know, I mean, I'm just one of those guys. I like that mold of the Astro, but I'm just. We're almost at the point I've seen it too much, and I'm getting a little tired of it. And maybe it's because, you know, the build of droids with Legacy. I've got so many Astros now. I'm just kind of like, oh God, I don't need another one. But you know, I can see people getting happy for it too. So you know, I'm not going to knock them for it. I'm just saying, you know, I've got enough Astros. I really don't need another one.
Well, if you're an Astro completist like some people are, you definitely have to have it.
Yeah, I was before the Build-A-Droid thing happened. After that, I just, yeah, I could. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah. All right, and Sean, what do you think about these guys? We know how you feel about Chewie. Are you gonna?
Yeah, I'll definitely have Chewbacca. I'll have to have that one. That was definitely my favorite episode of the Clone Wars so far. The season finale, I guess the 2 episodes, and course, you know, he does. Of course, it's not pictured on the slide, but the pictures we saw from Comic Con shows him coming with that Trando shotgun, right, Chad?
Is yeah, that... you know.
Oh,
go ahead, Zed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about the Trando shotgun. It completely slipped my mind until he just mentioned.
Isn't
it.
That weird when they do stuff like that? I mean, it just makes you wonder. It's like, why? I mean, because he never has that gun in the episode, so why did they make that for him?
Yeah, I don't understand, and I'm with him. That, you know, that's one of the few episodes I actually saw this season of Clone Wars, because I just kept missing it because of various reasons, and you know, I would like maybe catch a middle of a 3-parter, so you know, that's also one of the few episodes I actually saw the whole thing to the episode.
Yeah.
So you know, that is kind of cool too in that respect.
Yeah, you know, well, and Sean, you back me up on this, but when you see things like that. The Trando shotgun I'm talking about, doesn't that make you wonder if they actually had planned at some point to make the Trandos, or at least make one or two of them?
Chad, I think it's okay for those of you who are wondering, you know, kind of why we're kind of pitter-pattering around the, you know, the Hasbro issue. ISY, we had an Ask Hasbro question, and it's a nice service, and I thank Hasbro for doing that for us. But we got one of our recent questions back where we asked them if they were going to make any Wookiees or Trandoshans from, you know, Wookiee Hunt and Padawan Lost from the season finale of the Clone Wars, and their answer was no, because that's a shorter story arc, and we don't ever plan on making figures along this line. And then we see Chewbacca with a bowcaster and a Trando shotgun, and it's like, oh, really? So how stupid do you think the rest of us are? Is basically, they're going to make some Trandos, Chad. There's no doubt in my mind. And mm-hmm. that's just, don't, and you're going to see a Trando with that same gun that they're going to give Chewbacca. You know Hasbro, they'll remold and reissue everything, and then that's fine. I just wish they might have been a little bit more, you know, well, we're not sure at this point. It's a cool figure, and maybe just left it at that rather than telling us an outright no. But I mean, it's a cool figure, yeah. And I'm glad Hasbro's making it. And as far as the others, I was glad to see that they did repack Jar Jar Binks, even though, like Zed, I'm not a big Jar Jar fan. But for those of the Clone Wars folks who have a hard time getting him, like figures like him and like the Aayla Secura and
Sidious.
I knew you were going to get me before I even got it out of my mouth. The Sidious, because you still need that one. I'm hoping that this is a trend that will continue, that we're going to see some of those very rare figures come out again in some of these newer The Clone Wars waves. Yeah.
I hope you're right. So, I hope you're right, because boy, oh boy, that would just make my day to go to, you know, go to the store and see old Sidious hanging on the pegs and be able to get him, because he's just a cool figure, and you know, you just got to have him to order old Dooku around.
Yeah. But as far as the other figures, I think you know, all of them will probably be a pass from it. Maybe I think I kind of like this Savage Opress a little bit better than the other one, because he's not quite as banana yellow.
Yeah.
Whereas our, you know, good friends, you know, FlyGod.net and SithLord229 and Jay from across the big pond say, you know, the Homer Simpson yellow.
Simpson Savage, I think, is the phrase they coined. Simpson Savage.
Yeah. So, you know, this one seems to be a little bit more realistic, and I don't know, the pose they have him standing in there just looking, you know, like he could, you know, knock the head off of just about anybody you wanted to. It looks pretty tough.
Yeah.
And he has a double-bladed lightsaber, which is
Yeah, that's one of the things that I was excited to see, was that they gave him the lightsaber, because the other version's not going to come with one, so I was happy to see that, and I have to say, out of all the Clone Wars figures that they did reveal, I'm probably the most excited about old Chewie there. I just think he looks awesome, and I need him to hang out with Ahsoka, you know. And Evan Peele looks pretty cool, too. I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of the Citadel trilogy, as we talked about in our Clone Wars Roundup a few months ago. And I just hope that... if I'm going to get, you know, they're going to make an Evan Peele, that they make, you know, ARC Trooper Echo and Fives, because I just got to have that, you know. But, yeah. And the Savage Opress, the armored version, well, you know, I definitely have to get that. And, you know, I'll definitely get Jar Jar too, because, you know, it's another chance. And in my opinion, that, I mean, you know, it's a great figure. If you've ever seen, like, anybody do reviews of them, it's actually a really good looking figure. It's been well done. So, all right. So I'm going to skip through kind of quick on some of these, Sean, because we're going to run out of time if we spend too much time on everything.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, Chad. So,
all right, great. So the next slide has some mini rigs in it, and what we have there, a lot of it is stuff we've already seen. The AT-RT with ARF Trooper Boyle is already out. It's been out for a while. The Obi-Wan with the pirate speeder. I think that says pirate speeder. I'm looking at the little thumbnail, so I can't read the writing too well. I think that's been out too. The Bark Speeder with Jesse has been out. Really, the only new thing on this page that I can see is the Clone Pilot and Y-Wing. And that clone pilot is the whole reason for getting it, because it's a Warthog, and a lot of people have been wanting that figure to be done for a while. So, you know, of course, any of these high demand clones, they've got to throw it in a mini rig so they get $20 out of you instead of $8. What do you think about that, Zed?
Well, I generally I really haven't bought any of these mini rig things, and you know, I'm probably not going to buy that either.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it's just you know, money and space and all that. I think they're a neat idea, but you know, I just haven't felt compelled to buy anything out of it yet, because either I have it and it's just a repaint, or it's just something I'm not interested in.
Yeah.
So that's not the way I feel about this Y-Wing.
Yeah, yeah. How about you, Tamer?
I don't. I'm not even gonna waste my time on the slide, Chad.
Yeah. Well, long story short, I'll definitely be getting the Y-Wing just because I want Clone Pilot Warthog, and yeah, I could make a custom of them, but you know, it's just like, why bother? You know, just get it. And the Y-Wing's kind of interesting. It might be something that I could make a, if it's not cool enough on its own, make a custom mini rig out of it or something. Would have been cool to have that for that mini rig contest, wouldn't it?
That would have been cool.
All right, so the next few slides, I'm just going to kind of skip through them really quick. We've got this Mandalorian gunship thing, which is about as rinky-dink as it gets. You know, it's...
And has no guns,
has no
way.
Guns. It's just a...
Yeah, that's because the Mandos are all pacifists, Ed.
Yeah, I know. It's a gunship.
It's a gunship with no guns, and it, you know, the Mandos are pacifists, but the people flying this are Death Watch, which are definitely not pacifists. And it's basically a clamshell with wings, you know, and a couple seats in it, and that's about it. And you know, it's to me, it looks like it's just cheaply thrown together.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on the Karen Travis bandwagon, Chad, so you know what I think.
And the next slide is the Republic Attack Shuttle, which we've seen ever since I think it was New York Toy Fair, they revealed it. Or actually, I think they revealed it at the European Toy Fair just before that, and some images got leaked out. And
you are correct.
Yeah. And it's a, you know, it's a, I think it's like going to be $75-$80. It's a big playset. You know, it's cool, but man, you know, it's so big. I'm gonna have to pass on it, because I'm like Zed said, I'm running out of space, and this thing is so huge, and to me, it's looked like it's been more designed for kids to play with.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. It's just it's too big. I mean, you know, I like the idea, but no, I mean, I gotta save some room.
Yeah, I would have liked it a little bit better if it hadn't been, you know. If it didn't turn into a playset, if it was just a shuttle, you know, and then you could have your Republic Commando Delta Squad coming out of the front of it, like in the scene of I think it's Monster that happens, beginning of Monster. That would be cool, but it's not. It's a playset, and it's too big, and so there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So next slide is just kind of like a little inventory of the waves for the vintage collection. So we're going to get into the vintage collection here. And like I said, we're going to try to speed it up a little bit. Anybody planning on picking up the Revenge of the Jedi Death Star?
Ow.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it.
Well, now you'd need a time machine, wouldn't you, Tamer?
Yeah, I guess.
And a teleporter,
would.
So that you could teleport to San Diego and you know, be right there at the booth to buy one. But
that, or go hijack a scalper that grabbed them all up on, you know, Hasbro Toy Shop site when they went online.
Yeah. All right, enough said. So the next wave is a reissue of the wave 3 of the Return of the Jedi wave of the vintage collection, and we have the Luke Skywalker, the Death Star Luke Skywalker, not Death Star, yeah, Death Star Luke Skywalker, the Final Duel Luke Skywalker, Admiral Akbar, Wicket, R2-D2, and Rebel Commando. And I guess this is Hasbro's way of saying, hey, we didn't do a very good job distributing it the last time. Here's another chance. Maybe you'll be able to find them this time, especially when it comes to Akbar and Wicket. Any thoughts on that, folks? Zed?
Well, I didn't have as much trouble as a lot of people did finding this wave. I like the idea of it, but part of me wishes they put out some new figures with
Yeah.
it.
Well, you know, and it's curious that they don't have a picture of the Gemmerian guard on this slide, too, because he was the most...
Thank you, Chad.
Yeah.
The ones we want, where the... I mean, like, the Gemmerian guards, it's like, well, come
yeah,
on
and,
now.
And even, I think it was in that Echo Base interview with Daryl DePriest, he was... the David Delgado had asked him about making a Gemmerian guard battle pack or a three-pack or whatever, and he said, oh, that's a really good idea, you know? And, no Gamorrean, and it's one of the most popular figures of the whole vintage collection. So,
and it's one of the coolest figures to be perfectly honest. I'm just amazed by it, and I mean I hate those guys, and I really love that figure.
Well,
we saw so many neat customs made with that, Chad.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd like to be able to say that I agree with you, Zed, but I've never seen one. I've never seen one.
Yeah, I've seen one once, and that's what's sitting in my collection.
Yeah,
now.
That's pretty much what you got to do. Is you see it, you better buy it because you won't see it again. All right, well, let's move on to the next slide. Not too much to talk about there either. We have a lot of repacks. We have Darth Vader, Boba Fett, and a Stormtrooper, and then we've got a repack. I believe it's a repack. It's a little difficult to tell of the Vintage Collection Endor Han Solo, where he's got the camo jacket, and that's pretty much all you can say about him. And then there's a TIE Fighter pilot, which is cool, because I don't have a TIE Fighter pilot in my collection, and I definitely would like to get them. I think of them as a black AT-AT driver, because that's pretty much what they are. They're cool, and I'd be curious to know if this is just a repack from those Battle Over Endor packs, or it's a little tough to tell.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, the pilot, the way it sits on the head, kind of looks to me like it's removable,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, and it could just be a remold of that AT-AT driver helmet, and, you know, boom, you're in business.
Yeah.
What do you think about these guys, Zed?
Yeah, I mean, the TIE Fighter pilot kind of interests me, but the rest, again, I've got them all. I'm not, you know, I'm not a guy who keeps things in the box, so the box doesn't interest me, but barely. I mean, if I see it in the store, I'll probably go, oh, neat, and that's probably it.
Yeah, you know, I'll probably get the TIE Fighter pilot. I might get the Han Solo, but I focus more on Clone Wars, if you couldn't guess before. And the vintage is kind of like I cherry pick it like you cherry pick the Clone Wars, because I can't afford to get everything, and so I just get the ones that I really like. And so there you go. All right, moving on to the next slide. We've got some pretty cool figures in this slide, I think. We've got the Leia, which is a repack of the Legacy Slave Leia, which I never got, so I'm happy to see that. We've got...
Isn't her... correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't her skirt a different color?
I think so.
Yeah, wasn't the original one like kind of more brownish looking? Yeah,
mine looks brown. I was just making sure that mine wasn't a mistake or something.
Of course, you can't go by the photos as an example of what's really going to be on the figure when you see it. We also got a pilot, and I believe that is an Y-wing pilot. Am I correct? I could be wrong. I get the pilots mixed up.
Okay.
And his name is Kayam Farlander, I think. Okay, moving on. We have Bastila Shan, and we have Pwn Dababa, and we have this will just warm Tamer's heart here, an Echo Base Rebel Trooper who looks absolutely fantastic.
He will be mine.
Yeah. Well, multiples probably for sure, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Slap some paint on him, you have a new trooper.
Yeah, there you go. What else are you liking from this wave, Tamer?
Well, I have to give Hasbro credit, because this Pwn Dababa comes with two sets of arms, I believe, or two sets of hands or something
like
that.
Yeah, he's got the flipper hands.
Yeah, uh-huh. And, matter of fact, I believe I saw a picture somewhere like where the cutoff arm he had, I think there was even, I forget where I saw it, some of the San Diego Comic-Con pics, or maybe somebody just made it look like that, but that's a really cool figure. A lot of folks are going to be really happy to put that in their Cantina dioramas, so I'm happy for them. It's just a great looking figure. Now the Bastille is showing. I go nuts over any EU mm-hmm. figure. Still haven't found my 40 yet, by the way. But anyhow, who was it? I think it was my buddy Pat Fatty, we know in Imperial Shipyard, saying, I sure hope that by the time this gets on the pegs, it looks a little better, because the pictures of the figure loose at San Diego Comic Con, she looks like heck.
Yeah.
She looked awful. And so I'm hoping that that was just maybe some type of prototype and they're going to, you know, just something to show us for, you know, Comic Con. But, you know, I know definitely the Rebel Trooper I'll get multiples of, and the Bastille Shawn, I have to wait till I see her in the flesh. The Ponda Baba, yeah, I'll probably get one of those, but everything else is probably a pass for me.
All right, Zed, how do you feel about these guys?
Well, you know, I'm a big huge fan of our old buddy Walrus Man coming back. You know, I love that they made a figure of him again, and that, you know, he looks so good. The Echo Base Trooper, I might get a couple. I'm with Tamer on the Ballista Shawn, and it's something I've noticed since they first showed us images of her in the presentation. The first presentation, if you look very carefully, her face is photoshopped on the figure.
I thought that's what that was, Ed.
And I mean, if you zoom in, you can see the lines. And this is the same picture on this slide. And I'm wondering, like, why on earth are we doing this? No, because there's something weird with this figure. I don't know exactly what is happening. But I hope it's also a prototype that we saw at San Diego.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I want that figure to look good. And the figure I saw did not look very good at all.
Yeah, I have a feeling a lot of customizers are going to get a hold of this one, Sean, and redo it.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, kind of like my only hope is that you guys can get a hold of that thing and make it look like it's supposed to look.
Well, this wave here is going to be a little bit of a problem for me, because I actually want four of the figures out of this wave for sure. I never got the Slave Leia, which, you know, I never saw one in the store when it was out, so I didn't have a chance to get it. So I definitely want to get her. The Echo Base Trooper, I definitely want to get that. I think that is just the coolest thing that they made that. And the Ponda Baba, he's just so cool. How can you not want him, you know? The Bastille Shawn, I would like to get it. I don't even really know too much about her story, but she just looks, the figure looks cool. The face did not look cool. But she's got that cool double-bladed lightsaber. She reminds me a little bit of the Jedi in the Old Republic game that you see, who has the double-bladed lightsaber.
I think that's what she is. I mean, I think she's Coder, right, Zed? Is that what she is?
I'll tell you the truth, I really don't even know. I should have looked it up by now. And
Pat would know, but I think that's what she is. I think she's Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
You know, I just saw EU and I went, oh, cool.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I'm with you, Zed. Yeah.
And you know, if nothing else, if you know, the head turns out to be something not very desirable, I have a couple of extra female heads. I'll figure out something to do with her. But other than that, she looks pretty cool. And I'm not a big pilot collector, so I'll probably pass on the pilot there. I think he's a straight repack from the Battle Over Endor.
Mm-hmm,
okay, so we're probably going to be wrapping up the Star Wars end. There's a couple more things here that we can talk about, but we're going to not have enough time for our other lines, and we can always come back to this later. Is there anything, Sean, that you, from the rest of this presentation, that you really wanted to comment on?
Well, I think the only thing that really got me excited as far as from the Star Wars presentation, about the only thing that I really saw that I like was some of the vintage box stuff, and then really only two of those, and the Tauntaun offering and the Landspeeder mm-hmm. offering. I thought those looked really cool, and it's nice. We haven't had a Landspeeder release in a long, long time, and it looks to me like it is slightly redesigned a little bit. Of course, we already know the Tauntaun is, and as far as the Tauntaun is concerned, of course, it's Empire Strikes Back, so I'm going to get it. It's supposed to be on the shelf here in just a few weeks. It says August. Mm-hmm. And I don't, I guess, you know, it's a Target exclusive. So I think between it, and I know they're doing one that has the, I guess that's like the only battle pack I know of they're doing in regular figures. Mm-hmm. It's like, what is it, the Search for Luke?
Yeah.
It comes with Tauntaun, and what else?
It came with a Rebel Trooper, a Tauntaun, and a Han that looks like he's partially new because he's got a, I think he's got a new head sculpt.
Some soft goods.
And the soft goods, but the bottom half of his jacket is soft goods. I think his head is a new sculpt too. I could be wrong on that, but.
But I think about the only other thing of note in the presentation, and it's not like you can even see it on the presentation, the Walmart exclusive wave, which when you do basic figures as an exclusive to a store, I worry a bit because, you know, we saw what happened with the Toys R Us wave. I can even remember Pat down at Celebration 5 trying to still find some of those figures because he didn't see them where he lived, and he has much better stores than me. I never did see them. But so I'm a little bit leery about that, and the fact that these regular figures, from what we understand, are going to be on the new Darth Maul packaging. They're not going to be on vintage cards, so I'm a little bit leery about that. But, you know, other than that, you know, nothing really, really much is getting my fancy. And of course, I'll probably pick up the, you know, the Episode 5 Blu-ray pack, you know, those things. But, you know, other than that, no, nothing really, you know, I guess I think the spider droid that we saw for the Clone Wars at Toys R Us exclusive looked pretty cool.
I'll be getting that if I see it, and if it's, you know, I'll be getting that one because that just looks cool. The clones look pretty cool with it too, and it comes with those little spiders. That's a neat touch. So,
but you know, other than that, I mean, it was neat to see that Quinlan Vos was going to come out on a vintage card back. I thought that was pretty cool to see, and you know, as far as we're going to get some of the Return of the Jedi deleted scene figures. I think that's pretty cool. Like the Mon Calamari one, I think, when the pilot gear, the A-Wing pilot gear, I think is pretty cool. And General Kraken, I think that was pretty cool too. Of course, those are all pretty much still prototype, you know, stuff. But, you know, other than that, I mean, I was looking for the big vintage vehicle offering that I thought for sure we'd see. And I mean, even, you know, David Delgado from Echo Base Forums asked, you know, Daryl about it. And he said, nope, that's really all you're going to get this year. So it seems crazy to me that they're not going to do a very big vehicle offering, you know, in time for Christmas. What do you think, Zed?
Yeah, I had a thought on this, was that AT-AT is so awesome and so great. I think they might be thinking, how do we follow it? And maybe it's like we just cannot top that, and maybe we should just let it ride for a year and then do something.
You could be right
Because I mean, I said it when I reviewed it was like, wow, how do you top this? And I said I can't imagine how, and I started thinking about it the other day, thinking, yeah, maybe that's the logic, and you can't really blame them for that.
All right, well, yeah, you know, I agree with you on the AT-AT. It's amazing. And going back to the David Delgado interview with Daryl DePriest, they did say something about maybe possibly coming out with a Slave 1 repaint next year. So maybe that'll be the, you know, Battle Pack or Empire Strikes Back Battle Pack next year or something like that. I have to say, though, out of all these, the rest of this presentation, the thing I was most surprised to see was the Force Unleashed Battle Pack. And mostly because they finally made those two troopers that I've been wanting ever since I played that game. The one guy looks like an ARC trooper, and the other guy is kind of like a regular version of him. I'm super excited about that battle pack. I'll definitely be getting that. And the Starkiller and the Sith outfit looks pretty neat too. And then also the Delta Squad pack. I never did get that, so I'll probably be or definitely be getting that. If I can find it.
Good luck.
Yeah, if I can find it.
You can get them loose from Tung Hoi.
Yeah, it's going to be a little pricey because I think he's got each one of them for like $10 and then you got to pay shipping. And so I'll try to find it, but he'll have those for a while, I'm sure. We'll see. All right. So, Zed, before we move on to the next line that we're going to talk about, was there anything else from this presentation that really stuck out at you?
Well, let me just add my thumbs up to the land speeder and the Tauntaun and to the Spider Girl. Cool. And the deleted scene figures. The only thing, there's one thing that's really, really been on my mind since this presentation. Is that Darth Maul updated articulation?
Yeah, you can't tell, can you?
Yeah, and I really want to know, because I've really wanted a Darth Maul for a... Actually, I've wanted a Darth Maul like that. I made a custom back when Episode 1 came out with just all the various Darth Mauls that were out there, with the one with the bike for the legs and all that.
Yeah.
And I've just wanted one that has some really good articulation, and I'm hoping that's it. But nobody's saying
I'm afraid from that picture that it may not be updated.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, it's kind of looking like it was the same old one to me, but no.
And then there was that remark about from Daryl in that interview that said, "Oh, we'll probably use the Evolutions one." Well, that's not the Evolutions one, obviously. Yeah. So it's like, well, gee, maybe I'm just out of luck this year again.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to the next line. And since we're so short on time, I'm just going to go ahead, if it's all right with you guys, and skip right on to the Marvel panel, because there's not there really wasn't anything new shown for G.I. Joe at all. They pretty much just
Actually, they pulled some stuff. They pulled some stuff away.
Yeah, they did. They canceled the Data Viper, which I was actually really excited about. That I thought he looked really cool.
Man, I was so up in that figure. I couldn't believe it when they canceled.
Yeah, and then also they didn't show Quinn, which I hope that doesn't mean that they canceled him too. I think they said something about how, oh, well, New York Toy Fair was just a better place to show him off or something like that.
Only thing I'll add about the G.I. Joe stuff is I'm hearing a lot of people are talking right now. And one of the things I'm hearing is, like, you know, this was a bunch of guys who don't know this line spreading, you know, because there was like a rumor Data Viper's coming. No, it's not. Quinn's canceled. Oh, no, it's not. All weekend long. And, you know, I kept hearing, I was reading these posts on a couple of the Joe boards, and I was just like, you know, if you're going to the biggest event of the year, can't you get everything together and, you know, get your story straight before you walk in there so you're not confusing people? Because Star Wars didn't do that, and Marvel didn't do that, and Transformers didn't do that. So what's the problem?
I don't know. And then I also heard rumors that they're not planning on releasing any new figures until spring. Did you hear that one?
Yeah, and then I heard another one that we've
seen. Or the following year, Chad. Yeah.
And I've also read a remark that we've seen everything they're going to put out until the new movie comes out.
Yeah, that's scary. That scares me.
So, like, you know, just... And, you know, nobody's asking for anything major. We just want, you know, everybody just wants straightforward information so that we kind of know what's going on.
Yeah, they've never really done that. They've never really given straightforward information. And it's a shame because, you know, a lot of those figures are fantastic even the Renegades figures, I'm really excited about those because, you know, I started out watching the Renegades. I was excited about it, and first couple episodes didn't really impress me too much, but I continued to follow the show, and as it's gone on, the show has gotten really good. And I really like it, and of course that show's been canceled, So get this, Tamer. So they canceled the show. They put it on hiatus indefinitely. But they've got all these Renegades figures for a canceled show that are supposed to come out. Isn't that just the craziest thing you've ever heard?
Well, yeah.
And the figures are fantastic. I mean, the Tunnel Rat is cool looking. The Snake Eyes is awesome. The Storm Shadow is probably the best Storm Shadow they've ever made. Because you can switch them from the Renegades version of Storm Shadow to something that looks like an updated version of the version 1 Storm Shadow, which is just, I mean, it's just so cool.
Yeah.
That
Storm Shadow is just completely awesome. Yeah. Even like Scarlet, I think, looks like one of the figures she's ever had.
Oh, she's way better than the 25th version.
Oh, yeah. I mean, poor Scarlet has been, you know, messed over through this line so much. She's had some terrible figures, and she finally gets decent. I mean, I was kind of happy to see that.
And I just think that going back to the Quinn figure, I mean, they finally have made us a Quinn figure that should have been made in the original 80s A Real American Hero line. And if they pull that thing, I think that's going to be a big mistake because, out of all the Joe's figures that I saw, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited that this is coming out. It's so cool. And then the other Joe figure that has me really excited, whenever we do see it, is the Zombie Viper. That thing is cool.
Oh, Lord. I was just about to talk about the Zombie Viper. Because that, to me, that kind of goes back to old school G.I. Uh-huh. Joe, because there was so many, every now and again, there was something silly that came out, but it was still kind of cool. And as an, the adult collectors kind of go, no, we didn't touch that. And as a kid, they loved it. And Zombie Viper kind of puts that same kind of thought in my head of, something silly, but it's really kind of
cool. It's like an updated version of the Toxo Zombie figure from the 90s, that horrible purple pink abomination, but it was still, it's actually really in demand by collectors. They still they still sell very well, and this thing looks really cool. And of course, I want to get like four or five of them so that I can add to my zombie army, which is already growing by leaps and bounds. And that thing is it's just cool that they did that. I don't even know where it comes from, because I've watched every single Renegades episode, and it's not in there.
I think it was just a new idea.
I think you're right, So there you go. Well, I think that's pretty much it for Joe, unless you guys had anything else on that.
Nope.
All right. So we're going to finish out the show talking about Marvel, and I think Zed will agree, and I'm pretty sure that Tamer will agree as well, because we've talked about it, that Marvel Universe has kind of stolen the show for SDCC this year.
Absolutely. Oh,
it's awesome, yeah.
So we're going to go through some of the Marvel Universe figures here that they have shown us, And actually, we don't even have pictures of everything. You just kind of have to go on YouTube and look at the videos, because they haven't shown us everything that was inside that little glass case, including what I'm most excited about, and that's the Thanos and Adam Warlock comic pack, which I was just seeing the figures that they started to come out with. I just started getting this feeling like we're going to see an Adam Warlock figure, and I'm a big Infinity Gauntlet fan. From way back, I read it when I was in high school, and I just thought it was so cool. I'm a Jim Starlin fan who wrote the Infinity Gauntlet. I'm sure, Tamer, you may not know who that is, but he's the guy that... yeah, exactly. Jim Starlin. He's the author of the Infinity Gauntlet series, which was a big Marvel storyline in the 80s and early 90s. And Adam Warlock was kind of like the main hero of it. He was sort of reluctant hero type. Zed, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm with you. Gauntlet, I think, is one of the best big stories that Marvel ever did. And I don't think they've ever done anything, any big story like that as good. I mean, it was a phenomenal story. The sequels were not as good, but the original Infinity Gauntlet was awesome. When I first heard about this set, I was a little upset because I had jumped through so many hoops already to get Thanos.
I'm still jumping through those hoops, by the way.
But then I saw the Thanos, and he's just different enough to kind of like, I can forgive now. I want him.
Yeah, and then the fact that they put old Adam Warlock in there, it's a must have. It's a must have, and
Man, they didn't even have any of the slides in their presentation.
I know, that's what I was saying. That's why I brought it up firsthand, because I noticed it wasn't even in the presentation. And. And I couldn't find a video where you could see, the little slides that tell you when it's available and the price and everything. Uh-huh. I couldn't find one that even said when it would be available, but I assume it's going to come out later this fall.
And I think it was even Zed that pointed out the fact that, where's that new Daredevil, and was it Bullseye or no?
Yeah, they got a comic pack for Daredevil and Bullseye, and it was behind the Unmasked Juggernaut. A lot of people didn't even notice it. And I was up till almost 3 a.m. trying to find a clear picture of it, because it looked good.
That case was like a treasure chest, and it was just slam-packed full of new stuff. I was just, whoa, I was blown away. And everybody on the videos that I was watching was like, whoa, they got that. Whoa, look at that. It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, I felt like on some of those videos, I felt like grabbing hold of them and saying, go back, yeah. Give me one more second. Yeah, but I agree. I mean, I don't know. That's the only thing with the Marvel stuff. It made me wonder if they had talked with the people that were doing the presentation, talked with the people that actually put the stuff out in the display cases, because it's like, man, when are we going to see a slide on that? Are we going to see a slide on that? And no slide. Like, okay.
Well, there were slides left out of the presentation that they gave you guys, because the prototypes are not there, of like Hercules, Angel, and my brain.
Jubilee.
Drawing.
Jubilee, yeah. Thank you. That's like one of the biggest reveals was Jubilee, and it's not in there. And I mean, you know, we've been waiting for how long for a Jubilee figure? 20-some years? And they're finally going to do it, and it's not in the presentation. But if you watch the videos of the panel, and you see the slide of her, it's a CGI sculpted, you know, animation. It's not the figure itself. It's all in gray, and it's like they're still, to me, like they're in the design phase of that one. But it looks good from the picture.
Oh, and Nova. I forgot.
Oh yeah, that's another one.
And
there's
from Alpha Flight.
Yeah, there's so many. It's really amazing that to me, it's almost like with the first year or so of Marvel Universe, they were kind of testing out how popular it would be. And now that they see how popular it is, they're just going for it, you know?
Right. Well, you know, that was the thing I was saying with the Daredevil Bullseye. Those guys needed the first figures they got were not that great. And they needed an update, and it looks like they got the update they deserve.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, they're updating quite a few. There's a new Spider-Man coming out. There's a new Hulk coming out, which that Hulk is just incredible.
I found that funny about the Hulk because I just did a review of the Avengers box set. And I said, you know, please just, you know, I said, Hasbro, if you just, like, put long pants on this figure, I'll be so happy. And, that's all I wanted, you know, because I hated the first Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the one in that. But this one looks even better than that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so happy with that Hulk. I'm just
yeah, the articulation looks like it's really pretty well done too, because like and I don't know if you agree with me on this or not, but the articulation on the first few waves of the Marvel Universe were kind of like a little bit like half done. They weren't so great, and some of the joints you feel like you're gonna break them if you mess with them too much, but it looks like they're fixing all that stuff too. Zed, are you there? Looks like we lost you for a second. Okay, we lost him for a second. He'll be back in a second. But I'll just continue to talk with you until he's back on. But, the Hulk is great. And we've got that movie Spider-Man. Zed, are you there? Nope, he's still coming back. Oh, there he is.
There he's
are
back.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You dropped out for a second there, but now we got you back.
Yeah, I don't know why that's happening.
I think it's Skype. I think Skype is running weird this morning, but anyhow, so we were talking about the updates, and we're getting that cool updated Hulk, which I actually have passed on the Hulk, and so I'm kind of glad that I passed on a lot of those early figures, because now I'm definitely going to get this Hulk, and that Spider-Man that's coming out, there's two Spider-Man that are coming out. I never got the Spider-Man, but I'm glad, because this one is way better, and that movie one is fantastic.
What's the one in the white outfit? That looked pretty cool.
That's Johnny Storm died in the Fantastic Four. I hope that wasn't a spoiler, sorry. since it was covered by New York Times, I figured it's not. But anyway, after that, Spider-Man joined up with the Fantastic Four, and that's his new outfit to match the new outfits for the Fantastic Four, which is now
And there's another repainted Spider-Man, too, that's coming out that's not in this presentation.
Are you talking about the variant paper
bag Spidey?
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, oh God, I can't wait for that. That's one of my all-time favorite Spider-Man stories when he has nothing but a paper bag to fight.
Yeah. Sean, what were you going to say? I accidentally cut you off there.
No, nothing. I was just saying, you know, I'm looking through the San Diego Comic-Con presentation. I mean, all of these Marvel figures just look very awesome to me. I mean, like that Spider-Man in the white and black outfit you guys were talking to, and then that She-Hulk that was right after that. Oh, man, she looks beautiful. Yeah, she looks awesome. And where was it? It was that Ghost Rider.
Yeah. That was a Marvel Legends.
Man.
Yeah, the Marvel Legends.
Wow. Yeah, Marvel Legends. It's, I guess it's part of a Build-A-Figure program. But that Ghost Rider, that's like the best Ghost Rider I think I've ever
seen.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they make him in the universe scale, because I definitely stick to my 3 3/4 inches, and I would like to see that in a universe scale.
Awesome stuff.
Uh-oh, did we lose him? I think we lost him again. Yeah.
Lost it again.
Yeah, we lost him again. He'll be back in a second, folks. So anyhow, I'm going to move on to, there's a new Beast figure that's coming out, and he is...
Oh, yeah, that looks cool.
He's got a really cool-looking head where he looks more like, almost like cat-like, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's from the new anime that they... I watched it on Netflix. That's from that... It's kind of a little bit darker, older... it's almost like a stop motion comic. Have you seen that anime?
No, I haven't seen the anime, but now that you mention it, I'm gonna have to go find it, because that looks really, really cool. I think we have Zed back now. Are you back now?
Yeah, what were we talking
about?
Well,
we moved on. We were talking about the updates, and then we started talking about Beast, and Sean was saying that the Beast is from an anime that's coming out. Do you know anything? Are you talking about the anime that's on G4, Sean?
No, let me. I'm gonna look it up on Netflix real quick.
But
because I know I watched it, it was an online only thing for a second. But it's like a new. It was like a series.
Well, Zed, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that this version of Beast came from the very, very early X-Men, when he looked more like a beast and he had that more.
Actually, he's the more modern version of Astonishing X-Men, which was originally started by Joss Whedon.
There you go.
Yeah, and he was like a cat in that, and I'm not the greatest fan of that look, but I'm not against it either.
Yeah.
You know, I would rather have the older Beast, the ultra blue fur beast.
Yeah, but this figure is so cool. It's just like,
it is
how can
cool.
you not get it? And then the next figure on the presentation is Beta Ray Bill, and I'm
love.
Yeah, go ahead.
That figure has been on my want list for 2.5 years. I mean, when I saw that, I went, thank you. And my wife was watching me like, what is it? And I showed her to her, and she says, so it's Thor? And I went, and then I explained Beta Ray Bill's background, and she's like, okay, kind of cool.
Yeah, he is very cool. And you got, if you're a Thor fan, you get...
That is...
Go ahead. I was just saying, yeah, that if you're a Thor fan, you got to have Beta Ray Bill to go with Thor, because he's just too cool, and they did him up right. He looks awesome.
Yeah, he does.
Astonishing X-Men Gifted is what that was. 6 episodes.
Well, that has to go with what Zed said. He said Astonishing X-Men, so.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's it.
I'll be looking that up tonight for sure. Well, actually, I won't, because I'll be camping tonight, so I'll be in prehistoric times, but I'll look that up when I get back.
Hey, like me every day. All
right. Yay.
All right. Well, the next figure is Kraven, and I, again, just wow. You know, amazing. He
I love it.
He looks fantastic.
That Kraven will be burying my extra Spider-Mans when I get him.
Look at the skulls on his knee pads. That is just so quick. That's killer.
Yeah, I can't say enough great things about that figure. It's just an awesome figure of an awesome character. Then somebody said, why isn't he in the Spider-Man line? I went, shh,
yeah.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely don't ruin it, because that is just, man, I'll tell you what, that is amazing. So, all right, and then I'm trying to think, there was another comic pack that's not in this presentation that I saw. It was Mr. Sinister and Gambit. And then Mr. Sinister again. Wow, amazing figure.
Yeah, they reused the Colossus, a lot of the Colossus on that figure. I can't really tell how much, but I can see a lot of it. But I'm a little forgiving on that, because when Mr. Sinister first came out, that's what he looked like. And I'm also a fan of Mr. Sinister because of his original origin was he was a mental projection from a kid who was in a coma. Mm-hmm. That new Cyclops, and I just always loved that idea. So you know, I was kind of a big fan of Sinister at that point, so I'm pretty cool with that pack. The Gambit?
Yeah, he's a little weak.
He's our little buddy from X-Men Origins, which, you know, a lot of people don't like. I'm okay with that figure. You know, it's not the greatest in the world, but I'm not, I don't
talking about it. The Wolverine movie line Gambit? Yeah. That's what I figured.
Yeah. It looks to be just a straight repaint with a new head and a scarf, but hard to tell. A lot of people are saying, oh, well, maybe they fixed the wrist. I'm like, I doubt it. You know, because that figure didn't have any wrist articulation.
All right. Okay, so moving on. We're close to our time here, so we got to kind of get moving a little bit. We got the Scarlet Witch. She looks great.
Yay!
Another awesome reveal. Just like, wow. And she looks great. She looks great.
Yeah, she's got that new female body that Hasbro has, and I was just like so happy to see her.
Yeah, it's a little bit more realistic, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, my Vision's been lonely since I got him, so, you know, he's got his wife now.
There you go. All right. And Sean, any thoughts on the Scarlet Witch there?
Looks good to me, man.
All right, moving on. We got a new Punisher, and this is actually the third Punisher they did, and it looks like third time's a charm, huh?
Actually, it's the fourth if you count the Target exclusive one that they did in a two-pack.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. That was a terrible. That head sculpt was horrible.
Oh yeah, I saw it and I was like, nope.
No way. I was pretty happy with the second black version. This one is kind of like the best of all the worlds here because he's got the white boots and the white belt, like, you know, the classic Punisher, but he's black, and his skull design on his armor looks really neat.
When I saw it, you know, I kind of like went, oh, Punisher, yeah. And then I was looking at it last night just for this, and I got to looking at him really closely. I was like, wow, yeah. I'm impressed. And of course, him, just like Daredevil and Bullseye, use that Cyclops body, which that's Marvel. Yeah. That's Hasbro and Marvel. They're just repainting to death. Accept it.
Yeah, but it looks like it's an all new head sculpt, and I like how he's got the little hair coming down, and it looks like he took him straight out of the comic book. So,
As I was going to say, if you're going to repaint, that Cyclops body is a great body to use to repaint. Because that's just a really awesome mold. And it's got great articulation. And I think it's one of the best super articulated figures done in the United States ever.
Wow.
It's just so far.
That's saying something.
Wow. Yeah, that's my opinion. But, I mean, it's really, if you get your hands on that mold, it is really cool.
I just saw the Cyclops just now, Zed. They just now hit my store, so I'll have to go and pick him up just because you said that now. I didn't plan on it, but now that you said that, I'm definitely going to have to pick him up just to see it. So.
I mean, you know, maybe that new Spider-Man might beat it. I'm not going to say for certain, but right now I would put that one up as the best one.
All right.
Well, there you go.
And Sean, you gotta like the Punisher. He's just.
Oh, I love the character. I love that skull on his chest. That looks pretty cool. That's definitely different.
Oh yeah,
right?
That's totally new. Totally new. Okay, so moving on, we've got the Fantastic Four version of Spider-Man, which is pretty much just looks like a repaint of. I'm not sure what body that is. Zed, you probably know better than me.
I was looking at it. I'm not.
What's up with his legs cut up there towards the top? That looks kind of odd.
That is the swivel ball joint. It's like a ball joint, but it's got like a swivel joint on it too.
Yeah. which just gives you more posing and gives you better articulation. I mean, I like it myself.
Cool deal. We actually worry about super arting our figures in someone. That's
good.
Yeah, that's the other thing where Marvel just wins.
Yeah, I could say so. That and Joe's.
Yeah, every figure is super articulated in Joe's and in Marvel, it looks like. We've got the She-Hulk, the next one, and I know...
Oh, and she's pretty.
She-Hulk.
Yeah, I like how they sculpted her face so that she doesn't look like, you know, monstrous or anything. She looks very feminine.
Yeah, that's one thing I was worried about because, of course you got the Savage She-Hulk.
Right.
But I wanted, you know, the kind of... You know, I one thing I like about She-Hulk, she's a good counter to Hulk whenever Hulk's, like, getting all savage. She's, like, you know, still got her brain and stuff. And so that's what they give in that figure, and I was really happy with that. I jokingly said if I could marry an action figure, I would marry her. But, and I said, that's creepy, so no, don't take me
off. Well, there you go.
Sure the wife liked that one, Zed.
Yeah, my wife kind of, I said, if I say this, are you going to get mad? She's like, no, you're joking. Go ahead.
Well, he's smart. He okays it first, Sean.
Yeah, well, smarter than me, I guess. Yeah. It's a pretty figure.
Yeah, it's very nice. I think it's well painted and everything. Okay, so the last figure that we have here in the presentation for Marvel Universe, and there's many more, and we're not going to be able to get to everything because we're at our time, but Kang, he looks pretty cool too. So, and we just lost Zed on the last slide again, so hopefully we'll have him back in a minute, but you know, Kang is he's a great figure. A lot of people have been waiting for him to come out, and he looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I know him from the Avengers cartoon. Yeah. My little girl and I watched that. She likes that, and he was a big bad guy in a few of those episodes.
All right, and Zed, how do you feel about Kang there?
I love Kang. I'm glad he's here. He's a fun villain because, you know, I mean, time travel is always fun, and it's great to have a villain like that. Yeah, I'm happy.
All right.
To say the least.
Yeah, he looks really cool. I'm going to have to probably get him too. I'm going to be broke by the end of this year.
tell me about it. Oh, yeah. Lord. Marvel Universe, you know, I thought it was losing some steam there because of the last two mm-hmm. waves. And I, you know, you see a lot of repaints in there. And I was like, yeah, the ride's over. We're finally coming to the part where the...
Oh, did he drop out again? No.
Must have lost him again.
Okay, well, that's pretty much it for the Marvel Universe presentation that we have. There's a lot more figures that they didn't show. They also showed a lot of figures that are on the way. And, of course, you know, we could pick another time maybe to talk about Marvel Legends and all of that, but we're definitely at our time, so we need to start wrapping up. So final thoughts, anyone?
Well, I mean, I think that... you know, Hasbro has given us some nuggets, but basically, I think we need another episode to talk about the Sideshow and the General Giant.
Yeah. I think you're right about that. We'll have to try to fit that into our fall schedule that we're working on, Sean. And we could definitely invite Zed back for that one if he's down for it.
Oh, I'm very down right. for it. I would be very down for it. I'll just give you a good, bad, and ugly. Good, Marvel, definitely. Bad, Star Wars. Ugly, G.I. Joe.
Yeah, there. That's a good way to put it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. All right, and Sean, right. Final thoughts?
Sean?
Well, I miss not seeing a new big vintage vehicle, but overall I was pretty happy with the Comic-Con stuff.
Yeah, my final thought is I'm just wowed by Marvel. You know, I'm excited for the Clone Wars figures that are coming out and for some of the vintage figures. I'm worried about Joe. I hope that we see him this fall, but it's not looking too good. So,
well, with the movie, I would say definitely we will see more Joe this
fall. Yeah.
Adding to that.
You know, I want to say that there's another podcast that I started listening to. It's called What's on Joe Mind, and those guys just do a fantastic job. I don't know if Zed, you started checking them out or not, but...
I've been checking them out here and there.
Yeah, they do a good job. Lots of good... They're pretty up-to-date with their news, and they're saying, why can't... If Star Wars can do it, where they have... You know, multiple styles in one line where we got Saga Legends, we got Clone Wars, and we got Vintage. Why can't Joe do that? Why can't we have a line where we have 30th Anniversary, and we have Renegades, and we have, you know, whatever else, you know, 25th Inspired figures, you could say. Why can't they have that? I think that would be cool.
I've been asking that question since about 2003, I've still not got a clear answer on it, so I don't know if there is an answer to that question.
Well,
you know, could be, could not be. I don't know what else to say about Joe right now. It's just really, you know, it seems like seems very disorganized, just on the surface. I don't know.
All right, well, there you have it, folks. That's our coverage for SDCC. Stay tuned in case we will definitely schedule another show where we can talk about Sideshow, because I know that Tamer wants to talk about Boba Fett, and I think Zed does too. So stay tuned for that. We'll announce it when we have a show date for that. But until next time, you can catch me at chad.cafnpodcast, and you can catch Custom Action Figure News in various places. One of those is iTunes. You can just search podcasts and search Custom Action Figure News, and you'll find us, and you can subscribe for free. You can go to lucasclonescustomfigures.blogspot.com. I remembered it this time, Sean. Yeah, and that's where I post up all of the shows as soon as I have them edited. And you can also go to Imperial Shipyards, to the main site, and you can click on the Custom Action Figure News button, and Sean has loaded up all of our previous podcasts there as well. All right, and where can we find Tamer?
You can find Tamer at tamerimperialshipyards.net. I also loaded up a new custom acquisition on our YouTube channel, and the Marvel presentation will be on our new gallery before the day is over.
All right. And Zed, where can we find you?
Well, you got my site, zedsjoeside.com. That's where my webcomic goes up and a lot of my reviews go up. Other than that, I just float around the boards and just kind of talk about it as I see it.
Yeah, you can find Zed on pretty much any action figure forum. If you go to the reviews section, you'll find his reviews. I've been reading his reviews for about 2 years now, so he's pretty easy to find.
Yeah, well, I just kind of go, hey, look at me.
There you go.
Yeah, so might be seeing me on a couple of places. Marvelous News actually approached me about doing reviews, so you might see me there.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just got that message this morning. I was like, that's interesting.
There you go. Something to look forward to, folks. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it, folks. So until next time, may the Force be with you. All right.
You have just listened to Custom Action Figure News, a podcast by Lucas Clones and Tamer. Previous casts can be found by hitting the Custom Action Figure News button on the main page of ImperialShipyards.net or by visiting LucasClonesCustoms.blogspot.com. Let us know what you think, or send in your burning question via email to chad.cafnpodcast@yahoo.com or tamer@imperialshipyards.net. You could hear your email on the next cast. Custom Action Figure News is neither affiliated with, sponsored, nor endorsed by Lucasfilm or Star Wars, which are trademarks of their respective companies. Stay tuned for the next cast of Custom Action Figure News, dedicated to spreading the good news of customizing to the fans, by the fans, and for the fans.